Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Melissa Say with the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum. Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad to be here.
And glad to hear there's a lot of stuff going on because the kids, it's kind of getting in the lull of that fall semester. They've gotten back to school.
Yeah.
What can we look forward to, you know, and things like that. So,
right.
Just touching upon some upcoming events. In fact, well, let's talk about the 23rd.
Okay, let's. We're so excited about that. We actually have some ULM chemistry students coming to the museum, and we're going to do a few
lab coats.
In their lab coats, that's right, because they're going to do mad science. They're going to bring dry ice and all kinds of cool chemistry stuff and actually do some hands-on experiments with kids and their parents who come. It's from 11 to 1 on Saturday the 23rd, and all the experiments and activities are free with your paid admission to the museum, so there's no extra charges for it.
I was under the impression maybe things were going to get a little messy when I hear the term ghoulish hands.
Yes, it's more delicious than messy. you can make ghoulish hands while you're there, too, to take home. It's a fun little activity we do where you fill a glove with popcorn and candy corns for the fingernails, and you even give you a little jewelry, little spider ring to put on there, and it's a fun little activity for younger kids too, as well as the older kids. And you know, we just love popcorn at the museum, so it's an opportunity for us to eat popcorn for lunch.
What time is that going to be occurring on the 23rd?
It's from 11 to 1.
Okay.
And just, it's, you know, as you're at your leisure. It's not any particular activity scheduled at any particular time during 11 to 1. Just come on in and they'll just kind of be ongoing.
Now, the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum is part of the Pepsi Challenge.
Yes.
It's one of those terms people may be familiar with, but...
Well, I mean, we feel like we've been talking about it so much, but we're 2 weeks in. It's the entire month of October, and there are several very worthy, wonderful organizations, community organizations in our community that are vying for some of this Pepsi grant money. And it's really a cool concept because instead of doing a Super Bowl ad, Pepsi has decided to donate this money to causes around the country instead. Mm-hmm. And so every month they give away over $1 million, and the money for our town could be $475,000 if we all win, which is just phenomenal.
Wow.
I mean, phenomenal. And it's, like I said, it's great organizations. It's the Children's Museum, Seeker Springs, there's Family Promise, Central Elementary, and Camp Chioka. And we're all, you know, in different categories, or a couple of us are overlapping in the same categories, but it's really all a voting contest. And that's where all the listeners can come in and give us a hand.
It's a Super Bowl of community organizations in a way.
It is. It is. And it's refreshing. I think it's a lot of fun. We've met a lot of people, and it's been a fantastic project for us. But again, it takes votes. What the top 10 in our category, which is for $50,000, wins. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, we're at number 15, which is great. In fact, all of us are 18 or less, you know, down to one. So we're all in really good position to potentially win. But you know, it's getting kind of competitive out there.
Right.
And again, we're competing against everyone around the country. So it's important that we spread the word that we need everybody's votes.
You mentioned there's a special event going on this evening, correct?
Yeah, we have a voting party at the BCM tonight at 6:30. You can bring your laptop. We'll have a few extra ones, and we're going to provide free pizza, which is good, and Pepsi. And you can just help us do some voting. And what I mean by voting is that we have a website that we all created together. It's www.VotePepsiForMonroe, which is the number four, Monroe.com. And when you go to that website, you just click on the Vote Now button, and it pulls up our page with all of us listed, and then you just sign in and you vote for all of us. It also gives information on how to text vote, because you can text vote as well. You text to the number Pepsi, 73774, which is a little odd because you're only texting to a five-digit number.
Right.
But then we each are assigned our own number, and that's the two message. You know, instead of typing in your you know, the word message, you type in a number, and then it votes for us as well. And then there's a Facebook application that you can add, all you Facebook fans out there. And we're always looking for new friends, so keep that in mind, because it's a great way to find information about all our organizations and about the Children's Museum. But that's another way to vote. So really, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities, but it's daily. You can vote up to 10 votes daily. Each organization can only get one vote from you, but you can vote every day all the way through the end of the month, and that'll help us immensely.
All right. When you mention the organizations that are involved in, you mentioned the Children's Museum reaching out to kids in our area. With the funding, what kind of plans are in place?
Well, you know, we always are looking for new exhibits to bring, you know, some fresh ideas to the museum. We have our concert series, the Peanut Butter and Jam concert series, that we'd love to expand on. We look for sponsors to underwrite the fees for the artists to come. So this will give us an opportunity to maybe not hit up everybody. Also, you know, just for extra family activities and events, such as the ULM one, you know, to just other things that we can add to what we do on a daily basis to make it just a little more enjoyable and fresh and new when next time you come in. So refurbishment of a few exhibits, too. So we will use the money wisely, we promise.
Lots of great things going on. And also looking forward quickly about Christmas Village that'll be on the way in November.
Yes, November 27th, the day after Thanksgiving, or the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we open our Christmas Village, and Santa will be there. Mrs. Claus will read stories to the school children who come during the week. It's already time to schedule your school trips. We have about 900 kids already scheduled, so they need to call the museum and get their group scheduled. But all kinds of fun and snow and ice skating and wonderful things going on. It will return, thanks to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we are glad to have it again.
Melissa, a phone number or a website that you mentioned folks like to find out?
So the Pepsi one is Vote Pepsi for Monroe. The Children's Museum is NELCM.org. And our number is 361-9611.
Someone looking to get by this weekend, the operating hours?
9 to 2 during the week, Tuesday through Friday, and then on Saturdays 10 to 5.
Just that easy and a whole lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Melissa Say with the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.